Welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Canada's own Al Henderson. This is taken from his album Urban Landscape. We're going to hear a track called A Continental Mood. Beautiful piece of music from Al Henderson. That was taken from Al's album entitled Urban Landscape, and we heard a track called A Continental Mood. What we're going to listen to now is a great recording from Miles Davis, and this is from a pivotal release that he did for the Capitol Jazz label back in 1949, beginning in 1950. These recordings featured such great stars as Kai Winding, Jerry Mulligan, Al Haig, Max Roach, Kenny Clarke, Lee Konitz, and a host of other musicians. We're going to start off with a composition written by Eddie DeLange and Jimmy Van Heusen. This one is called Darn That Dream.
Darn that dream, I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight, but when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips, darn your eyes. They lift me high above the starry skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn this one track mind of mine. Can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. It too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Violinist Diane Dellon released an album in 1995 on a label called Blue Jazz, and we're going to listen to an original of hers. This one's called Balancing. Thank you. we heard violinist Diane Dellen from her album Another Morning, and we listened to her composition Balancing with some fine percussion there from Mark Ott.
Thank you.
We just heard music from Talib Kibwe from his latest album on the Arcadia Jazz label, title track of Another Blue, and it features the likes of Onaji Allen Gums on piano, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Randy Weston's also on piano on this recording, Cecil Brooks on drums, and a host of other great musicians. I'm going to be playing one of my favorite songs from West Side Story, and this is a brilliant pianist out of the States. His name is Eric Reed, and he has a new album out on the Impulse label. It's called Pure Imagination. This one is called Maria. Thank you. That was music from a wonderful pianist out of the United States. His name is Eric Reed with Maria from West Side Story. That was the great Django Reinhardt, taken from a recording that was made in 1937, and of course his version of Lady Be Good. Here's music from Billy Taylor and his version of Nema.
Don't panic. You're listening to CHUO, broadcast from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, on the planet of Earth. However, this system does not use sub-ether radio, but rather transmits using frequency modulation transference and broadcasts at a frequency of 89.1 megahertz.
Join Dr. Love every Friday evening to get back in touch with the simpler times. An hour and a half of relaxing classic soul, R&B, doo-wop, disco, reggae, and whatever else your heart desires. Every Friday at 8:30, only on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Thank you.
was music from Lucky Thompson and a recording called Meet Quincy Jones, a song written by his pianist Henry Henri Renault. And Henri was part of this band as well, the Modern Jazz Group Quartet and the Modern Jazz Group Tentet. And that's what we just heard on that last number. Sax player Tony Lakatos released an album in 1995, and it's a wonderful recording on the Jazzline label. Name of the album is The News, and we're going to listen to his version of Dave Brubeck's great composition, a homage to Duke Ellington, his composition called The Duke. And it features Kirk Lightsey on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Al Foster on drums. I think you'll like this one. Thank you. Tony Lakatos with his version of Dave Brubeck's song entitled The Duke.
Right now we're going to listen to definitely one of my favorite albums to come out of 1991, and that was bassist Charlie Hayden's album Haunted Heart, along with his group Quartet West. I thought we'd listen to the Billie Holiday version of Deep Song. It was taken from February 1947. And what makes this album so intriguing is that Charlie Hayden and his band play the standard and then incorporate the original recording made by the artist. And they do that three times on this CD. There's a beautiful version of Haunted Heart by Joe Stafford from December 1947. And if I have time a little later on, I'll play the Jerry Southern version from March 1954 of Cole Porter's song Every Time We Say Goodbye. But right now, let's listen to the great Billie Holiday from 1947, Deep Song, incorporated with Quartet West and Charlie Hayden.
In the rain, it's falling. But I hear it call, and I've got to go. Where can I be headed for? The blues crawled at my door to lick my heart once more. Love lives in a lonely land where there's no helping hand to understand why does it bring this ache to me? Why it don't partner of that heaven up above. Never hope to understand love is a barren land, a lonely land.
Thank you.
That was music from Chico Hamilton, and that was a beautiful version of Eric Dolphy's composition Miss Anne, featuring Kenny Davis on bass, Kerry DeNigris on guitar, and Eric Person on alto sax and flute. we heard a wonderful pianist up and coming out of the United States, Vijay Iyer, from his album Memorophilia and Stars Over Mars. Right now, I'd like to play some music from Jamie Baum, and this song is called Seven Sides to the Story.
Thank you.
Jamie Baum from his self-titled album, and Seven Sides to the Story. was music from Ben Allison and Medicine Wheel from his album Third Eye, and a composition entitled Kush.
Thank you.
That was music from a great band out of Seattle, Washington. They're known as New Stories. And we just heard Wayne Shorter's Prince of Darkness, featuring Mark Seals on piano, John Bishop on drums, and Doug Miller on bass. And also featured on that track was Hans Tuber on alto and tenor sax. And the album, again, is entitled Remember Why, and we just heard Prince of Darkness.
Do you have something to say to the host of this show? Send us a text message, 613-562-5967. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
The Circle is your home for music by Indigenous artists and information about stories impacting the Indigenous communities of Ottawa-Gatineau, Canada, and the world. Hear interviews about politics, health, the arts, culture, and activism with local members of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis communities, as well as visitors to the region. Catch The Circle Tuesday nights at 9 or anytime on demand at chuo.fm.
A version of Body and Soul from guitarist Mary Osborne. Mary Osborne with Body and Soul. Here's some music from saxman Pierre Viana, and this is from his album called Trinical. It features Hein Vandegein on bass along with Philip Ertz. Felix Simtain is on drums, and Pierre is playing tenor and soprano sax on this outing. And it's a release on the Amplitude label, originally out of France. You might want to pick it up. Some nice music. Here we go with Pierre Viana. We'll be right back. Viana from his album Trinical, a song written by Bobby Jasper called Bobby's Minor. We'll be right back. that was music from the Quebec band Uzeb from their album Live in Europe, a song written by Michel Cousson entitled New Funk. What we're going to listen to from Joe Pass is a composition called I Never Knew, featuring Benny Carter on alto sax, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet and flugelhorn, Joe Pass obviously on guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Keeter Betts on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums from 1975 at the Montreux Jazz Festival. we just listen to some music from the beautiful guitars of guitar sound, rather, of Joe Pass and I Never Knew. The next artist that I'm going to present for you is John Gordon. And John appeared at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago. He was also winner of the Thelonious Monk Institute's award. And we're going to listen to a composition, one of the great compositions from John Coltrane, Giant Steps. John Gordon from the album Jazz in the Night and Giant Steps. This is what was from the 10th anniversary gala that was held in honor of some of these students that were making this great music and still continue to learn and improvise and just derive a lot of enjoyment from playing jazz. Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Don't forget, I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.